Some good young players coming through, I think, in the back row. You know, obviously Brian Gleeson. But I think he's ready now. He needs to kick on this year and make an impact and start putting in big tackles.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Balls Rugby Daily
with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Connacht, Leinster, Munster and Ulster Rugby. Never stop competing.
Welcome to Monday's Rugby Daily. My name is Richie McCormack. On the way, Leinster concern regarding the fitness of Geordie Barrett. We hear from new Leinster attack coach Tyler Blaendahl, plus new Munster signing Billy Burns is set for a spell on the sidelines. Rugby Daily on Off the Ball is with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish Rugby. Never stop competing. First up today, new Munster out half Billy Burns could be set for a spell on the sidelines. He was replaced by Tony Butler 13 minutes into the second half of Saturday's thrilling 2-point victory over Connacht at Thomond Park. Munster say today that Burns requires a scan on a shoulder injury. With only Butler and Academy fly half Dylan Hicks available to cover 10, Burns' injury may necessitate the early return of Jack Crowley. Munster are away to Zebre this Saturday and could also welcome back Dave Kilcoyne for that game. The prop underwent shoulder surgery in January, having picked up the injury on St Stephen's Day. Fullback come winger Patrick Campbell is also nursing a shoulder injury sustained while on AIL duty with Young Munster at the weekend, and he must see a specialist. Crusaders' Shea Fihaki has been drafted into the All Black squad for their second Bledisloe Cup test with Australia. He replaces the Leinster-bound Geordie Barrett, who was seen leaving Sydney's Acor Stadium in a knee brace after Saturday's 31-28 defeat of the Wallabies. Barrett's returned to New Zealand with All Blacks assistant coach Jason Holland remaining coy on his longer-term fitness. They're awaiting the results of a scan to determine the severity of Barrett's injury, with a fullback due to join Leinster in December. Staying with matters Leinster, Tommy O'Brien is doubtful for next month's Emerging Ireland tour of South Africa. The winger suffered a hamstring injury in scoring Leinster's opening try away to Edinburgh on Friday night and will be assessed this week. In better news for Simon Easterby, Leinster back row James Culhane has passed all of his head injury assessments, having been withdrawn at the Hive on Friday night. But prop Michael Milne looks set for a spell on the sidelines after picking up an ankle injury in the Scottish capital. Orgie Snyman is stepping up his rehab from a foot injury, with a round 3 URC debut still likely. Former Munster half Tyler Blaendahl is the new man on the Leinster coaching staff this season, replacing Andrew Goodman. I asked Jordan Larmer today what the South African has been like to work with in the opening weeks of the season.
Yeah, he's been class. You know, we've all been loving having him in so far. You know, he's bringing good energy around us, and you know, probably like tweaking a few things, seeing a few areas that we can get better at. And yeah, look, we've been love having him so far, and hopefully we can keep building our relationship with him. And you know, overall our attack just keeps getting better and better with the new ideas he's bringing in. So yeah, he's been great so far.
I also had the chance to speak to Blaendahl himself, who says joining Leinster was a no-brainer.
Did you have any kind of preconceived notions coming into work with this group of players, or was it blank slate from the off?
Well, obviously the preconceived notions with a very talented team, great individuals, you know, been competing at the highest level, and although they haven't won trophies recently, they've been there or thereabouts. So high quality players. You know, I knew Jacques from my Munster days. I coached against him at the World Cup as well, so I kind of knew what I was coming into there. So yeah, a few things that were very exciting, but there's a lot of things that are new and challenging for me too.
It's a hell of a brains trust to be able to tap into as well, I guess.
Yeah, it sure is, yeah. And, we enjoy challenging each other and making ourselves think different ways, and you know, we're always trying to find out what's best for this group of players.
What does challenging each other entail usually?
Oh, well, we talk about how we want to play the game, how we might train to get better outcomes, you know, who's, you know, selection wise, who's actually performing well. Ultimately we're trying to find the type of game and the squad that's going to, you know, do the best for Leinster. So
the window for candidates to replace Bill Beaumont as head of World Rugby is now open. The former England international steps down after 8 years as World Rugby's chair, serving the maximum of 2 terms. Nominations to succeed Beaumont are open until October 15th, with elections to follow here in Dublin on November 14th. The 52 members of the World Rugby Council will first vote for that new chair, followed by election of 6 executive board members and a new vice chair. Finally, Springboks assistant coach Don Heumann says they're not thinking of the Rugby Championship being won just yet. Despite Saturday's 1-point loss to Argentina, if the Box avoid defeat against the same opposition in Mbombela, they'll win a first Rugby Championship since 2019. But Heumann says it's not a foregone conclusion.
I think there's a great vibe in the team. One hand on it, I wouldn't say it that way. We haven't got a hand on it yet. We only can get a hand on it if we're able to beat them. And I know it's going to be very tough. We all know we're all desperate, like they are. I think it's the best time ever since when they're part of the championship that they actually had three good results against all three teams, or all four teams, all three teams that they're playing against. So yeah, I think it's a great, they're in a great place as well. But we definitely 100% sure what's waiting us and what's need to be put in place to have a good result against them.
That's it for today's Rugby Daily. Don't forget to subscribe to the OTB Rugby feed to keep this podcast coming to you free of charge, Monday to Friday. My name's Richie McCormack. I'll be back with more Rugby Daily for you tomorrow. Till then, thanks for listening.